You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Hui Ako is a government program providing funding to certain teachers in schools of greater educational quality. Recent government leaks have revealed that the program is potentially going to be cut. While the program did provide funding for the education sector, its actual implementation was inconsistent. To discuss the program, why it's being cut, and what the government could do for education, I spoke to Deputy Dean in the Faculty of Arts and Education at the University of Auckland, Camilla Highfield. So today we're talking about Kahui Ako. What was this program designed to do?
It was designed to increase the level of teaching and learning in schools by keeping the expert teachers in schools, by supporting them with additional salary bonuses and helping them to work across, not just with teachers in their own schools, but school teachers in other schools in their community as well.
And if we're looking at its implementation, how did that go and how did it work in school environments?
It's been really inconsistently implemented. So in some Kahui Ako, it's been really functional. The teachers have worked really effectively both within and across their schools. They've done lots of different interesting initiatives. They've been supported by their principals. There's been some impact probably on teaching and learning, although there's been very little evaluation of it and research into it. But, you know, there has been sort of anecdotal evidence of improvement. And in other areas, there's been really dysfunctional relationships and you know, some schools that haven't wanted to be involved or have felt, you know, that they didn't have anything to contribute or they didn't want to contribute. So it's been very variable right throughout New Zealand.
And we've received recent news that the government might be looking at cutting the program. Why might that be? Is it related to these reasons or more stuff going on there?
Well, it's interesting because it was implemented by April Parata, the previous national government. And Chris Hipkins, I mean, it's a massive amount of money that's been spent on it. But that is money going into teacher salaries. So that's money that essentially is also going into the community. And Chris Hipkins stopped any new Kahui Ako. So he clearly wasn't happy with the evidence he was getting about its effectiveness. But what has happened is that when it was first negotiated, the salary incentives were put into the collective agreement with PPTA. So this government knows that when, in order to change it and to stop the payments to the within school and across school leaders and the principals who are leading the Kahui Ako, they'll need to negotiate with the unions about that. What they're saying is that they want to put that money into supporting students with special learning needs, which is not a silly idea. I mean, obviously, that is also needed. Whether they can sort of make the shift from it to be more specific, so to keep the payments going into the schools or through the teacher salaries or not, I don't know. I think it's really complex.
If we're looking at a new program that could recreate the benefits of Kahui Ako and address the flaws it had, what could that new program look like?
Well, when you're spending that many millions of dollars, you really ought to have research and evaluation going alongside it, and that has never happened in this initiative. And so there is no, you know, research evidence that's independent that is showing what the benefits are. So I don't think that this government could really, or any government, could make really good decisions on the basis, you know, knowing what aspects are working and what aspects aren't. I've been doing some research in Kahui Ako in Rotorua for a few years, and we've got some evidence just in that area across 10 schools in that area. I've got a PhD student who's just graduating with a study. I think she interviewed about 25, 30 across school leaders. You know, so she's from throughout New Zealand. So there is some evidence, but there's been no systematic evaluation. So how can you know? You know, I mean that to me is a massive problem.
So if you had to make one recommendation to the government regarding Kahuyako and I guess the next steps moving forward regarding this program or anything that might take its place, what would that recommendation be?
Well, they could start by looking at what evidence we do have in the research that has been done, and that, you know, and do a sort of a literature review of what we've got, and understand, you know, what aspects of the program have worked well, and what are the things that have, you know, meant that there's been, you know, failure or communication breakdowns or whatever. That would be a really good start. I mean, the whole initiative was about improving teaching and learning in classrooms by ensuring expert teachers were able to share their expertise within and across schools. You know, using inquiry is a really strong approach to improve teaching. So anything really that has got that focus is a good idea. And there is a lot of evidence across the world in terms of professional development initiatives and the aspects of those things that have been successful. Usually they involve, you know, mentoring, coaching, classroom observations, careful monitoring of student outcomes, making sure that, you know, every teachers know, you know, what are the key things that make a difference to students, what are the pedagogical approaches that are effective, et cetera, et cetera.
That was Deputy Dean in the Faculty of Arts and Education at the University of Auckland, Camilla Highfield, speaking to me about Kahuyako, a government program facing imminent cuts.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.